Neil?
Yes.
Both Barry and Steve sent in their regrets. Steve might be able to call in towards the last part if we extend more than an hour because he's in the conference. Would you be kind enough to run the meeting and I'll take notes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Michael Brinegar here.
Okay.
I can only be online until 12 o'clock for another half hour. Sorry.
Yeah, that applies to Mark as well, right, Mark? So...
yeah, that's right.
Right. So, Leo, are you on the page?
Yes.
Yeah, if you are, maybe we should start because Mark and Michael needs to leave in half an hour.
Okay, yeah. Hi, folks. I guess what we want to talk about is, structuring the summit, but also, confirm to track champions. Currently, we have Arturo and Anthony for environmental scans. He and Michael Gruninger for content track, and Barry Smith and Nicola for certification track.
Right, I
saw Arturo's message just a bit ago saying that he'd like to step through something that he built, concept map.
Yeah, that's right, Leo. How are you doing?
Right.
Good. How are you doing?
Before we proceed on that, can I sort of just put it on the record that we have all the track co-champions confirmed as of now, which wasn't the case last week this time,
okay,
but it's all confirmed now.
Hi, this is Nicola.
Oh, hi, Nicola.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi. Anthony here.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
Okay, so back to Leo.
Yes, okay, so I think that Arturo wanted to take us through this concept map that apparently he had built for the environmental scan activity.
Yeah, that's right, Leo. So I think that the if you don't mind trying, I have set up a Illuminate session. You can see there where it says this link in capital letters. If you try to open that in a new browser, and let Java Web Start install and unblock the contents from your firewall if needed, it should take you about a couple of minutes to set it up. I thought it was better to do it this way instead of doing it through the phone, because then you can see the different places I go to, so I can share the browser, and then you can see the clicks that I do and then the explanation that I offer. You would receive the audio feed through your, hopefully through the speakers in your computer, so you can listen to it through a headphone or freely without a headphone. And if you have a and then we can chat through the chat board in Illuminate. So I don't know if you gentlemen want to try it.
Okay. I'm trying.
I see the display.
Yeah, it asks you for a name. Should we put our own name?
Yeah, you can just put your own name, yes.
I've got a download error, unable to launch Illuminate live, so I've probably not got the right... I've got Java Web Start.
Yeah, and then is it installing?
Nope, it's just giving me an error. And it says, it's requesting a version of the Java 2 platform that is currently not locally installed.
Okay, what we can do is that we can do kind of a mixture of, we have Mark Newton in already. So let me give you a couple more minutes to see if a couple more of you can do it. Otherwise, I can just leave the speakerphone on so you can follow me through the phone, and then hopefully I will tell you verbally where I'm linking, clicking,
yeah.
And then you can follow on yourself. There is a There is another link directly to the concept map where it says here at the beginning of the bullet. So that you can do, if you cannot join Illuminate, then you can follow my walkthrough via that link.
Yeah, I got that. Okay.
So Peter, Jim, as well. Anybody else is going to try it? Because if you're not going to try, I just go ahead and start.
This is Mark. I'll try for the video, but I don't have I'm not on a computer with a microphone, so I'll just stay on the phone.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And you should be able to listen to me through your speaker phones. I mean, through the speakers in your computer.
Okay, then I'll put you on mute.
Okay. But either way, I mean, you choose which one you want to listen to.
Okay.
Anybody else is trying, or should we just go ahead?
I'm also trying. I'm downloading the application. I'm not sure what I should do.
You need to wait until the application is installed, and then you'll see the Illuminate window hopefully popping up.
Okay. It is starting.
Good.
Yes, I'm also downloading. It looks like it's about 6 minutes yet.
Okay. Let's see.
So perhaps...
Now I'm sharing. For those of you who are already in the session, which now I have Mark, Mason, Tyrion, Michael, Fabian, and Nicola. So... for those of you who just joined the Illuminate session, I'm just going to go ahead and start the walkthrough. If you can maximize the window that I'm sharing with you, are you able to see the window that I'm sharing with you with the concept map?
Yes.
Good. So at the top, it's obviously I apologize because I'm wearing the microphone too, so I don't know if I'm coming across as screaming. Just let me know in the chat or Illuminate if I'm too loud. The first thing to understand is, if you haven't used this before, and by the way, this is from the CMAP tools that was developed in the Institute for Human Machine Cognition, which is the institute that Hayes belongs to in Pensacola, Florida. So this kind of icons that you see here are external icons. So, for instance, the root node I linked to the wiki entry of Onolog 2010, and also the Getting Organized wiki entry. I'm not going to click on that right now. The tracks I have linked to the definition of the tracks in the wiki page. And let me just go very briefly through the first level here. So this is what we call the environmental scan deliverables, and we are open to suggestions as to how to rename these. I know that already Peter is suggesting to keep calling it research. I just want to clarify what that means. But then you can see kind of a line of division here. So this would be what exists. This is what the rest are going to be, the things that the group will propose as part of deliverables of the whole Ontologs summit. Proposed content, proposed certification and accreditation, proposed career opportunities, and I've linked here simply the entries in Onolog to the known co-champions at that time, Leo Obers and Michael Dillinger for proposed content, Barry Smith and Nicola for the proposed certification and accreditation, and I don't think that we have a champion for proposed career opportunities. So maybe we need to clarify who that person or those persons are going to be. So we were discussing over the email, Anthony and I, of different levels here. So existing content means different things that we're going to see in a second. Existing certification or accreditation, existing career opportunities. So let's just go to existing certification and accreditation because I wanted to mention something in regards to that. So I wanted to separate here between accreditation and certification. And here I'm trying to put examples of what that means, at least in context that I am aware of. So accreditation, for instance, is exemplified by an accreditation body such as ABET that accredits 4 years of college degrees and also, I think, master's degrees in computing, engineering, and technology education. Of course, that doesn't mean that this is the only thing that we need to look at. I'm just showing you what I'm aware of. In terms of certification, for instance, the IEEE Computer Society awards two certificates, CSDA and CSDP, and you can see here the links of those. So these are actual certificates, and they're to target software professionals. I just wanted to mention that kind of as a to let the proposing team know about these accreditation and certification bodies. In terms of the content, maybe I'll get a little bit carried away, but I started to break down through regions, and then we have the Americas and Europe. So in the Americas, then I wanted to differentiate between curricular models and actual implementation of these models. Actually, curricular implementation could be not necessarily implementing curricular models, but, you know, ad hoc implementations that are followed by any institution. And in terms of curricular models, I wanted to get to the level of level, if you allow me the redundancy. Then I'm differentiating among undergrad, grad, professional, K-12. And then when we go all the way down to the USA, then we find it's split by knowledge area. Of course, I'm concentrating on computer because that's my area, but I hope that you see here that there are, you know, there's space for other areas as well. Of course, we need people who have knowledge in those areas. In computing, this is what I mentioned in the previous meeting that I attended. The ACM and IEEE computing curricula, they will be kind of authoritative in the area of computing. And then there is a computing curricula that points to the whole computing discipline, and there are specific curricula that point to computer science, software engineering, information technology, information systems, and computer engineering. And each of the lead nodes have a link to the PDF in question. One thing that I have here at the node is that they also have, I mean, all of the ones that are noted here in the concept map refer to four-year undergrad degrees, but they also have information about associate degrees in computing, which are three-year undergrad degrees, and this is the link to that at the bottom of that yellow box there. If I go back again to the Europe area, so this is the part that Anthony will be working on, and of course I have no idea of what, you know, things related to curriculum models are, and he has already a small compilation of institutions from Europe, mainly from the UK, well, actually from Europe, because I saw things not necessarily from the UK, that could be linked here. Most likely, these are going to be, most of these are going to be terminal nodes, and then they would have, you know, links to actual compilations of other kinds of documents. So that's pretty much I wanted to be, sorry if I went through so quickly, but I know that we don't have a lot of time, and I wanted to take the opportunity to get your feedback. Finally, if you don't mind, if you go back to the analog window, and I can see here if I can share it, you can certainly go at that point. Let me just ask you a question. Do you have any questions about the concept map? If you have any questions, then we can talk about it now, and then you can get out of Illuminate and then continue with the regular session. Any questions about the concept?
PDM here, can I say something? I think this is great, absolutely wonderful. On the background, I had this exchange with Arturo and Anthony, and I noticed, I mean, of course, I only noticed it this morning that they reduced it to environmental scan. But looking at the CMAP now, I can also see that we actually totally agree with one another because Arturo has a fourth, I mean, let me call it a track, a fourth track here that says proposed career opportunities. And I was a little worried at the beginning that if we don't frame the conversation as a research track, then we will only be looking at history. I mean, during the community brainstorm session, I also brought up the fact that in the research, maybe besides just academic type research, we should also do a market research whereby, I mean, if we are trying to create the ontologist of the future, we better know what the future needs or expects of these ontologists and how many of those. So, I mean, that's the more the marketing research side of things, which coincides well with the proposed career opportunities, more or less. Obviously, we might want to engage more people, I mean, especially people who are actually in the profession, and besides the survey, maybe we could bring in people from that arena, and I could suggest that Anthony and Arturo possibly also define sub-tracks out of their track so that we can engage more people to provide some sub-track leadership on the various tasks that they can think of as well.
Well, I mean, one possibility is, of course, if we go back to the different disciplines, try to recruit people from engineering, from philosophy, from medicine, biology, etc. And then, you know, there's a whole new set of accreditation bodies, certification bodies, curriculum models, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I just don't know if, following this approach, this is going to become something a little bit unmanageable. But it looks like, you know, as long as we keep it, you know, wide and not too deep, we should be able to manage it. I mean, to present it this way, this format, that's what I mean. Because, I mean, one way or the other, we have to go through.
Right. I mean,
that line has to be the terminal nodes using this model.
Yeah, but just slicing and dicing it by academic disciplines is definitely one. But I'm also thinking of, I mean, eventually after you create all these ontologists, I mean, they will need jobs, and I think there should be part of the research should be in, I mean, what does industry want of the future ontologists?
Which is a very good point. So that's why I think that we need somebody to champion that track. I don't think that we do have one already, do we?
We don't, but I would hope that this is defined as a sub-track underneath the research track rather than creating a new track. I mean, that's one way to look at it. I'm totally open, but I mean, it's a call from you and Anthony, essentially. But we definitely want to see what the other people on this call have to say.
So you want to put proposed career opportunities under environmental scan deliverables?
Yeah, proposed career opportunities, market research. I mean, the market for future ontologists.
Well, formally speaking, that doesn't belong to the environmental scan. Well,
it doesn't belong to the environmental scan, but it belongs to research track, which goes back to the original sort of division into three tracks.
it belongs to the environment. I mean, I don't want to argue about the label. I mean,
right. It's just a label.
Like we're a tremendous candy label, you know. But it's certainly, I mean, we are not going to propose completely new career opportunities for autologists, right? I mean, it's not. It's more about what does the industry demand, and so you can only. I think that it follows. That's part of talking to people and seeing what demand is out there. So it's this environmental scan more than anything else. It wouldn't make any sense to just sit down in our armchairs and dream up an ideal career opportunity for ontology.
I think it's slightly more than scan, because we also need to project, or at least we need to survey what is needed in, let's say, today, in a year, in 3 years, in 5 years, or whatever.
Well, I think we should be very conservative about making projections.
Not us, but we might ask the CEOs or the CIOs of industry, and find out. I mean, that usually when people make policy on education programs, they do so by at least having some numbers on hand to say, I need to train 100 of these, or I need to train 100,000 of these people. Without those numbers, I mean, I think the training, or at least the education program would not be sufficiently grounded.
Yes. The thing is, many people in industry at the moment are probably not aware that they need oncologists, but perhaps we can help to make them aware of this.
Yes, that's part of the summit's goal all along. Part of it is actually to broadcast a message to the broader industry. I mean, that's the purpose of the communique and the getting the media involved towards the end and so on, which has always been one of NIST's thrust over the years on the summit, is to bring reporters in and so on.
All right, so the second part of my report is that we were concentrating more on existing things, and we thought that possibly a way of collecting that kind of information is by sending a survey to members of Onalog, and also any other list that you can harvest, we can harvest. An obvious one would be the FOIS community. And then those are the 9 questions that we have thought about. There's a little bit of a funny comment that when Anthony and I were corresponding about this, it turns out that at least in the UK, as I understand it, they stopped using the word course to refer to what we usually call courses here. So they use the word module for that, and the course they leave it for what we call programs, if I understood correctly. So even when we send this survey, we have to put a little bit of an apology mapping in the survey so people don't get confused.
I mean, there's inconsistent terminology within the UK, let alone across the wider world.
Well, actually, across the European Union should be rather consistent, because there has been the Bologna process. So, for example, there's a definition out there of what a module is. And, I mean, it's different from a course, because it usually bigger and needs to be a unit which is testable and is part of your overall degree for the bachelor or master's, for example.
So maybe
at least within the European Union, it should be fairly consistent.
Right. So that's what Anthony and I have to report to the group, and we certainly need feedback in terms of you know, whether you think that this is a good approach to follow, any other suggestions that you might have. I just feel that just Anthony and I mean, I would be able to do report on the areas that are associated with computing and things that happen here in the United States. But obviously other areas, I will not be able to quote.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Nicola. I'd like to try to understand better what you guys intended when you proposed this certification and accreditation track. I did not attend that meeting. Well, I agreed to for something this, but honestly, I don't really have a good idea of putting it differently. What do you actually think it is useful to certificate, and what it is useful to accreditate? So I understand that accreditation is for bodies, okay? So certification bodies can be accredited by some external authority. So let us put accreditation aside for the time being. Speaking of certification, what we envision to certificate? Do we want to certificate single courses proposed by teaching institutions? What else? I mean, tell me more about this. I'm not sure I'm really understanding what we want.
Can I say something, Nicola?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Peter Yim here. So essentially, our discussion here should belong to a meta discussion. The purpose of the summit is to get broader awareness from the ontology and other related communities related to the theme that we pick every year. So I think the focus maybe is not on the accreditation or the certification, but the focus, at least for this conversation now, is to how could we generate a good conversation on certification and accreditation, and then maybe through that conversation among the participants of mainly people from the community, then we can draw some conclusions and put that into a communique. Of course, I mean, a lot of guidance, a lot of leadership needs to be there, and that's the role of the co-champions. I don't know if I'm making sense. So it's much less discussing what it is rather than how could we get the community to make a good conversation on this, and in so doing, get people more aware, get the message out there, and so on.
I see your point, Peter, indeed. Yes, I agree with that, but even with this, let's say, meta-level perspective, yes, I feel the need of at least having a couple of possible scenarios in mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Examples. Otherwise, driving the discussion could be complicated.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Nicola, one example would be, I don't know, did you attend Barry's presentation? Barry wants a certification program for ideally at a university, or more universities here in the U.S., which would allow people to learn about autophagies within a week or 10 days, and afterwards they get a certification which says, yes, you know something about ontology. So the question is, how to do that? What should be the parameters? And that overlaps, of course, with what is the content of that, and that is the other part. Does that also give you an idea?
Yes. But unfortunately, I didn't follow Barry's presentation, so that's why I'm a little bit ignorant of all.
Even independent of the presentation, the question is, how do we organize? What should a course look like, a 10-day course, or which gives people basics on ontologies? What should it look like so that the community feels comfortable to say, yes, that's a sensible course on ontology? And of course, in the long run, maybe we want to establish a master's program, and of course, that would be another example, establish a curriculum for a master program on a rather high level, because the content of the individual modules or courses needed to be discussed by the other track, which, but clearly both tracks are very interactive, or need to be interactive.
This is Mark. I just speak up for a second. I think this is a very dicey area. I missed Barry's presentation as well, so I feel like I'm limited in what I can say. But in English, most people view accreditation as the process by which educational institutions are accredited to teach a particular subject area, and where the content area that is taught gets evaluated. Whereas certification refers to individuals, and it's the way that guilds make sure that they can basically have a measure of guarantee of the professionalism of their members. And certification assumes that we know precisely what skills an ontologist and what perspective an ontologist needs. So I think we're heading into some difficult political waters when we start talking about certification. We should all be aware of that.
But I think I used the word, and we are using the word, Inez, exactly the way you just described, and it's certainly a dicey question, but, I mean, the alternative is that Barry is going to teach a course, let's say, you know, introduction on ontology, and you are teaching a course in Stanford, and each of you will probably have different perspectives, definitely perspectives. So I think the idea of this whole event is, instead of each of the different people who might want to teach introduction to ontology, that we want to have something like a community consensus on, okay, what is important to teach, so that and afterwards we can have also the discussion not about the certification but about the accreditation. And the accreditation would
I think if we focus on accreditation, we'll be in much better waters than if we talk about certification, which implies excluding people.
No, it doesn't imply. It doesn't imply excluding people. It's implying a form of acknowledging that the incompetence. And, I mean, if you want to exclude the competent from the incompetent, I think that's a fair discrimination. That's probably one and only discrimination I'm all for.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I was saying many folks in the community would view others in the community as incompetent because they espouse a different point of view.
No,
I think this could be a great source of discussion at the meeting. I just wanted Nicola to realize that this could become difficult to contain without careful control.
I agree completely.
Agree.
In particular, as far as I understand, I believe that for the time being, we should ignore, let's say, put forward the idea of certifying individuals. It would be already a success to get this kind of consensus on specific courses or teaching initiatives, which, if I am correct, means accreditation for the course. Okay.
I agree with that. I think here's a
misunderstanding. The point is of any course is to give at the end of the course somebody a certificate, right? So we are talking about providing, establishing a curriculum, let it be a one-week curriculum or a master's degree curriculum, and at the end of that, there's a certificate, either a master's degree or some other form of certificate. So, establishing a curriculum which individuals can take and get their certificate. We are, of course, on the level of establishing the curriculum, but how would you want to talk about curriculum without talking at the same time about what the requirements are to pass or fail?
I think that this is a problem in English. In English, when people use the word certification, they are not talking about conferring a certificate at the end of a course. They're talking about the way a professional organization certifies that an individual is a competent practitioner. The way that doctors get certified or engineers get certified, it's a way of determining who are the good people, and obviously if you're not certified, the implication is you're a bad person. And I think that's a political area I think we should avoid until we feel we have more consensus on simply what curricular context or content is important for accreditation of programs.
Okay, so what is the what would be the name for giving somebody, let's say, a master's degree, but not certification?
It's just conferral of a degree.
Okay. Even if the degree is something like, what would you get after a week-long course? It's still a degree?
You would get a certificate, but the process would not be called certification.
Ah, okay, thank you.
Correct. And if I may interject, the educational institution that confers the degree might be accredited or not. And the accreditation body is related to the discipline associated with the degree.
Yes, and we want to discuss that.
We need to acknowledge what exists. So we're not in a position to reinvent the wheel. So we need to acknowledge that there are already accreditation bodies in certain disciplines, that are already certification bodies in various disciplines. So I guess that the point would be for the summit to acknowledge the existence of these bodies, and also then to determine what is it that we're going to concentrate on. And I agree with Dr. Musin that it would probably be better to concentrate on curricular side of things that are linked directly to accreditation and not certification.
As Mark pointed out, I just misused the word certification because I wasn't aware of the subtle semantics of that word in English. I completely agree that we don't want to, that the only form of, that we are concerned with degree, even if I call it certification, not the certification that time.
One thing though, we probably want to cover more space than just the just academia, because we probably, that actually was one comment that I wanted to address on the survey, is that we should make sure the survey covers people like Sam Steer, Top Quadrant, and those people that were mentioned at the community brainstorm as being people who are providing training for ontologists. Besides, let's say, the Stanford courses or the undergraduate or graduate courses at Toronto or Stanford or Buffalo or whatever.
Yeah, so it should include professional training and academic.
Yes, but before Michael...
I agree, this is Leo. I think that we need to address certification. We can define it however we want it defined. It could include professional course, it could be, along the lines of certification in the sciences, as Mark pointed out, but it could also be university, courseware that leads to a degree, but it also could be these professional programs that are springing up all over the place. That privately are trying to suggest to people that they can provide a certificate in semantic technology or ontology. So I'd like to address all that because I think it's important. Otherwise, as we've seen, the private institutions out there will just do whatever they want.
Yes, I think that surely the main point is this, that obviously, any institution can award a certificate or diploma or degree or whatever in ontology, but it may be that some of them aren't actually very good, and what we're thinking about surely is having some central body or group of bodies which will accredit particular institutions or rather particular programs which they do as
saying, yes, a certificate awarded from such and such an institution does certify that you are a competent ontologist, and et cetera, et cetera. And I mean, that's my understanding of the relationship between accreditation and certification. And I think it is important that, you know, that there is a body that, if you like, upholds certain standards. And the question is whether, I mean, we've talked about, there are different points of view and that sort of thing, but surely in our field there are some things which we can pretty much more agree upon as good practice or bad practice and so on. And if there isn't, then I would say the field is not yet mature enough to be talking about certification, accreditation and that sort of thing.
Before Mark and Michael disappears, two things I would like to talk about. One, I mean, thanks for Arturo for putting together this CMAP, which sort of really helps. If I may suggest, I mean, how could we get the other tracks to sort of follow the same framework to start laying out how they want to their straw man and their plans in guiding the conversation within that track. I assume this is sort of more like an individual platform rather than a group platform. Is that correct?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
I mean, let's see if the other tracks want to expand on this concept map. Can they do it, or they'll have to send?
Yes, what they can do is that they can start working on the different nodes as the root of their concept map, and then we can link them all together. Yeah, I mean, the concept maps could be anywhere. They don't have to. All they have to do is just to send me the URL, and whomever is going to be kind of the key holder for the rootmost tree, everything can be linked regardless of where they are. I mean,
okay.
In their URL, and we're doing it.
So by default, you're that person now. Would the rest of the champions agree to continue their thinking along the similar lines and maybe put it on a concept map?
Yeah, certainly. I think that the individual tracks could remain fairly distinct, though, in their workspace, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, all you need is a person who's going to take care of the front end of the concept map, and the different levels down the route can develop individually. And you don't even have to do a concept map. I mean, if you develop a web page, we link the web page from the upper levels in the concept map. It's really up to you. You're not even forced to use CMAP at all.
No. I mean, I agree. I mean, and for content, I'm not sure if Michael would agree, but you could think of content as a tree or a graph of various modules at various levels.
Whatever morphology you're comfortable with, and whatever presentation media you're comfortable with, we can link it from here. So, I mean, it's really no limitation as to how you want to approach it.
Right.
Okay. So that's great. And I guess if I may repeat, I mean, this is our focus now is to prepare for the launch of December 10. By that launch, hopefully each of the track champions will have some plan on how they want to guide the conversation and some plan on the type of deliverables they expect out of their track. So if we continue, since December 10th is only like maybe a couple of weeks away, maybe we need to continue to use the organizing committee mailing list to exchange ideas rather than this weekly call. We can use the weekly call just to sync up, but use the mailing list more heavily on tossing the ideas and refining them. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, at least especially I would probably need by also I would need a little bit of an idea of how deep you want to develop this, and also how wide, which implies, you know, involving more people. So especially in connection with the survey, how do we push the survey to the community if people think that there are other questions that are pertinent to ask? And how do we process the information that we're going to get back from respondents?
Okay, so could... go ahead.
Excuse me. Just a practical, couple of practical things. First of all, December 10, I will not be available. So I hope Barry will be... I'm traveling on that day, so I'm not available to participate this long. Second, if we want to present the concept map to the public, maybe we should be a little bit aware of, since we are talking of ontology, at least the semantics of some arts should be clarified, because in the map, I just realized that in the map we were talking of, the ISA link is actually an instance of.
Yeah.
Just to make sure people don't misunderstand it, because, you know, maybe otherwise people may laugh of our improper use of ontology, of an ontology and so on.
Oh, well, that's definitely a point. I just wanted to clarify that this is just something that I prepared for myself to kind of explain the ideas that we had in mind. It's not meant to be a formal model or anything like that.
Yeah, but that's fine if we use it just as a tool. But if it goes public, maybe we should be a little bit careful about it.
Completely agree. Yeah. And we can, I mean, you can send me an email, apunches@unf.edu, and you can tell me, you know, suggestions to improve it with the purpose of showing it to the world, so to speak.
Yes, eventually we will. So can we sort of refine the expectations from the champions? Personally, I would suggest we all find out whether each track wants subtrack, and if so, whether they are proposing the subtrack champions that the track champions will be proposing, because we need to recruit those, or they need, the champions will need to recruit those people. That would be one, and two is the focus on how they on what they want to discuss and how they want to discuss. Like survey actually is one means of getting input, obviously, and then certainly what would be the deliverables.
I have another question. I mean, I support that. I am just questioning, and on the side when we have now a fourth track, if we keep that, we also need a champion for that track.
My suggestion is that it should go. It should be part of the research track, but I'm open to other suggestions in see what. Particularly what Arturo and Anthony has to say.
I would support that, because I don't think that you can make a really good distinction between proposed career opportunities and the existing career opportunities. I think that's so interwoven, because you can only make projections on what there is and based on what you all find out what there is. So I think they would be virtually identical, so I would collapse that.
Falls
under the, which is now called environmental scan deliverables.
Yeah, that, I mean, I'm perfectly okay with that. This is Arturo Sanchez, and Anthony can tell you what he thinks, but the only thing is that we don't have anybody at this point to, you know, to tackle that part. So So
do you want to propose someone, or would you want this group to suggest other people?
I don't have anybody in mind, to be honest with you. Initially I was thinking to do just, you know, Google search via monster or some other more specialized monster-like web engines, but I'm probably not the person to do that.
I think it would be more extensive a discussion than what we can have here. But if we start a thread on the mailing list, let's discuss on the mailing list. Would that be okay?
That's good. Yeah.
And just to clarify, I mean, are we talking about industrial kind of positions, commercial positions?
Right. And I guess two things. I mean, the scan on existing professional needs, and then I guess overall projections on future needs. Maybe a couple of planning horizons.
I know that the Department of Labor has some statistics, but
not for ontologists, I don't think.
That's for wider disciplines or careers such as software engineering, et cetera, that some of those certainly require people with knowledge of ontology. So,
I might we could ask the lady from the army. Unfortunately, I forgot her name, but she was during our discussion. She said she had some experience of working in various projects where, and she says it's often a problem, and people with the only theoretical problem background are not able to solve the real problems. So, I mean, she seemed to have an interest in that.
Yes, I mean, good suggestion. Amanda Beistorm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, of course, too, I think.
Maybe she would be willing to have that as a...
Yes, she made a whole bunch of good suggestions at the community brainstorm session, too. So, yes, definitely.
By the way, Steve Ray is online. I just
Hi, Steve. Yeah, I meant to ask. I heard the beep. So, someone needs to approach her. I assume neither Arturo nor Anthony would know her very well.
No, I
don't.
I don't.
Steve, would you be kind enough?
I don't know her.
Okay. I mean, I can do it. Or Leo, you want to do it? Or?
Well, I know her from before.
Okay.
So I guess I could.
All right, so...
Are we going to have co-champions for that? I would think that, for example, Mike Utzel happens participating in Ontolog, but he would be probably somebody who would be a good co-chair. Because he kind of straddles the, industrial commercial side.
Right. I mean. First of all, let's decide whether this would be a subtrack under the research track, or whether this would be an additional track. I guess so far, Fabian and I both agree that they should be under the research track.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that.
All right. Okay. So the suggestion for co-chair. Then it's suggestion, especially people more from the industry, maybe someone from top quadrant. Maybe we should enlist Ralph, what's his name?
Hodgson.
Hodgson? I don't know.
Is Ralph been participating? I mean, I know Ralph too, so.
I mean, these are candidates. At least, I mean, more names, more suggestions.
Yeah. Can you repeat to me just a little bit? I was trying to catch up on what is the particular new thread you're talking about now?
Subthread.
The subthread on if the industrial
No, on the research.
Subtract. Yeah, research, the environmental scan stuff of Arturo and Anthony.
Okay, just looking for other people to help on that environmental scan.
For the industrial and commercial current practice or current opportunities and future opportunities.
I see. Yeah, in that case, maybe Top Quadrant will be a good partner because they're very plugged into the commercial application.
Yes, I would think so.
Oh yeah, several of us. I mean, Ralph is sometimes down in Mountain View. They still got an office in the Mountain View area. I could ask him.
Yeah, so Leo will contact Amanda and Steve will contact Ralph.
Okay.
And these two we are expecting to be be co-champions for the career and future career requirements of ontologists.
So it's the current practices and future needs, is that the idea?
Yeah, current practices and future needs in the non-academic environment.
Right.
So,
right.
Right. Is that correct? Arturo and Anthony?
So we would need somebody to take care of that part under our environmental plan. Mm.
Yeah.
And to get in touch with us to coordinate how we're going to link up, that sub-track within the track environmental plan.
Okay. I'll bring it by the Top Quadrant folks to see what they say anyway.
Okay. Do we have any more discussion, folks? Other topics?
The other two tracks, do you have a straw man from the content track and certification track? We've mainly been talking about the research track thoughts.
Yeah, well, I don't think we have a straw man prepared. We certainly could work on that.
Yes. Could we work on that and I guess by next Tuesday really have something that is succinct enough? Because I guess past next Tuesday, we almost have to start preparing, sort of boiling things down to prepare for the launch. Is that okay?
We should have the names of the people who lead the subtrack.
Right. On the content track, would you need subtracks? And if so, proposed champions for those.
Yeah. Okay. We see that for content, you're going to probably have the same content at different levels, and some of which are linked to, if you will, the certification accreditation aspects. For example, master's degree or bachelor's degree or associate degree or professional, terminal master's, or PhD. I mean, they could all some of the same content, but at different levels and slightly different combinations. But I don't know if that would be worthy of, sub-chairs at this point.
That's your the call from you and Michael.
Yes. Okay.
I would have thought maybe that under in the content track, the way it should be divided would be into things like sort of benchmarks resources, and then specific aspects of content. I'm not sure, but there must be different ways of dividing it up like that.
But I'm not quite sure what you mean by benchmark here.
Well, something to sort of something to serve as a sort of guideline as to what a module on a particular topic should cover. I would have thought a kind of standard, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah. So for topic, I think you would have the same topic and then different criteria for the different levels, depending upon what the end product is, whether it's a degree or a master's degree, etc.
Within each topic area, there could be a sort of scale, a sequence of different benchmarks indicating what should be achieved at a particular level within that topic area.
Right.
I think before you launch that, you need to think about how deep you want to go. Probably, maybe even provide an example, because you certainly do want to avoid that people go into the nitty gritty details and start to write a textbook, because that's just going to be too much, to cover the whole field, and on that level would not be possible. So it's going to be hard to find the right level of abstraction.
Okay.
I think that we want to be broad, at least initially. And of course, we don't want to have the final product as the straw man. We want the community to, reflect their interests and their expectations.
No, I mean,
and
for
some
the
will
community.
Be driven by them, but the straw man itself probably should be wider and not so deep.
I mean, even for the community, I will be hard to find. It's easy to find, a particular spot which is contentious or which people are interested in, or somebody starts to talk about first, and suddenly you have to, we have one area fleshed out in great detail and on other nothing. So it will be hard to find the right level of abstraction, I think, not only for Spellman, but for the community.
I agree. We don't really want to go off onto these, month-long discussions about, various subjects or, various philosophers that people champion. So really what it means is that the co-chairs have to kind of guide the discussion.
Sounds good. Okay. Nicola, you have other things to add on the accreditation certification track?
Well, I'm still rather confused, but I will talk with Barry and Anthony maybe. Or trying to understand
the
matter a little bit better.
Right. So if we can move on to the next item, I have some candidate dates, which is already shifting. As I mentioned before, one of the more scarce resource actually are dates on the Ontolog calendar. I proposed a list, and then sort of one of the dates is already gone. I hope we could at least assign tentative things, essentially virtual sessions, to the candidate dates that I have below the 24 BH purple number. and take it from there. I mean, we could change later, but at least we reserve those dates before other people sort of swallow up those dates. And two meetings ago, we did discuss that we wanted to circulate an outline and sort of the preliminary environmental scan report, or maybe announce the survey very shortly after the launch. One, because I mean that would guide the other discussions in a big way. So that's why. But at that time, neither Arturo nor Anthony were on board yet. So that's what the first item, the December 17 item, is about. So would that be okay, at least by that time, to have one session possibly on some preliminary thoughts on the environmental scan, maybe announcing the survey?
Yes, I mean, I'd have thought it would be good to announce the survey at that point. So maybe, you know, leading up to that, we need to just make sure that we have decided exactly what the survey will, how the survey will work.
Right, and develop the survey developed by then or something.
I mean, I didn't think that, you know, it necessarily needs to be anything terribly complicated, but we want to decide precisely what information we're looking for and who we're going to be asking it from, you know, who we're going to circulate it to.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and part of it, I mean, the community could contribute. I mean, the rest of those who are attending that call could suggest, I mean, like we did 2 years ago, I mean, could suggest, I mean, or maybe some people would take it on themselves to help circulate it to different lists and so on.
This is projected for the 17th?
17th, yeah. Let me
so
say.
This is during a regular analog call?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
I think that, I mean, by that time, from my side, I could have ready, you know, the references in the different curricular models that they make to ontologies, and we already have a draft of the survey, so we would get feedback from the community, and then we have to decide how to push it to respondents and how to get the results back and, you know, analyze them, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But
so
we have here at UNF, I think that we still have web surveyors, so once we settle on the questions, we can set it up on the web so people can go there and answer the questions, and then we decide who is going to do the, among Anthony and I, who's going to do the collection of information and analysis and all that.
Okay. And so if people refresh, now we're left with like three candidate dates that are open, and I assume we have two other tracks. Or if we look at that first one as just a preliminary meeting, then maybe each of the track could take on one of the remaining slots and prepare something for those, prepare a virtual session for each of those slots. Would that be good?
Offhand, I guess I would vote for the January 14th. I don't know if Mike was still on, though. But I could communicate with him
and see
if he wants to address content on that date.
Okay, sounds good. So content track panel session. And the panel session, if you want to take like traditional ontolog panel session formats, then you invite a few people who could really have things to contribute in that respect, and then maybe a few presentations, very short presentations, and a lot of discussion to follow.
Yes, that would be good. And in fact, I'll solicit folks right now, if you've prepared courses in ontology-related areas, you may want to participate as a panelist on the January 14th meeting. If so, please let me and Michael know.
Okay, so...
Well,
so
I think most of us prepared courses. I mean, what... I think you should, yeah, you should make clear to us how you want to, what you really want to discuss during that. I mean, maybe probably too early now to say that. But
right.
I mean, most of us will have prepared one or other course which is relevant to the subject.
Yes, I mean, since we're really just starting here, we don't have any guidelines. But I know that the folks that are participating here are probably, farther along, let's say, in course preparation than perhaps others. So I just wanted to, offer that as an opportunity right now, even though we're not quite sure what the, guidelines will be yet.
Yeah, we will be sure by the launch, which means, I mean, we'll defer this till you and Michael has sort of come up with the straw man. So let us just focus on assigning dates. Nicola, you're still online. Do you want to pick one of the two dates, February 4th or February 18th, for your track?
Just a second. I wasn't really... February 4th or February 18th?
Yes.
February 18th. 18th, yes.
Did you say 18? You want to pick 18?
Yes.
All right. So.
And easy on February 4th.
So I still have the name as certification track. In view of Mark Musin's comments, do we want to change the track name?
I believe we have to think a little bit about that.
Okay.
I believe that dropping certification would help.
Yes, yes. I mean, we can call it quality track.
Quality control.
Control, something like that. The common, well, we should stress the fact that the community is not so mature yet to talk, properly talk of certification and accreditation. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's isn't that giving up before you even started to say that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I agree that Mark explained, I think he explained to us that at least for Americans, in American English, certification has a very specific sense, and we wouldn't do certification, we would do accreditation of curricula for courses which might give you a certificate, but that's still not giving you a certification. That's how I understood Mark. So let's just call it development of curricula.
No, that's content. That's content. I think this track is on quality. I mean, whether it's testing, accreditation, certification, it's more.
Let's call it accreditation. What is wrong with accreditation?
Sorry to interject again. I think that Nicola's idea of getting in touch with Dr. Smith would be great, because then, since they are the co-chair, we can kind of
right.
have a conversation and then decide, what to call it. I think that Nicola is still is yet to get the feedback from Dr. Smith. That's my suggestion.
Right. So let's just put it on the notes that between Nicola and Barry, you'll come back with a new label, with a confirmation on the label.
Yes, with the help of Mark and Anthony, I
could say. You can ping them offline or online or over the list.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, anyway, I understand your point that it is important for visibility reasons to show that, in a sense, to look forward to things addressed towards professional needs, like certification in the perspective. So I see your point. I don't want to, let's say, to drop the whole thing just because we are sharing it. But, well, let's find a way to start properly addressing these things without looking too much, without being too happy, in a sense. Okay.
Okay, so the last... So the date left is February 4th. So would the research track want to sort of take on another date and maybe do something on that, or at least guide some discussions, whatever? Because now the first session, the December 17th session, which would be 1 week after the launch, I guess would start to get people a better idea on how things are being developed, how things will continue to be discussed and so on. So maybe on February 4th, the research track could run another panel session.
And possibly address this sub-thread, right?
I mean, including, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's probably difficult to know at this stage exactly what we would focus on at that.
Right. But once you have a date, at least there's some target to focus the work towards.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If nothing else, we can at least report on the
progress
of the survey that was launched earlier.
Great, I just saved. If people refresh, then all the dates are under 24BH.
Okay. Do we have any... Well, that's all the dates been filled. Okay, so do we have any other business?
Not from me. I mean, the thing from me is I'm still behind on the on offering up a co-organizer, co-sponsor, advisor list, which I will try to do within the next day or two before I leave for the holidays. But one thing is, I will post a list of people who have been supporting us the last few years, and then some new contacts I've made or people I talked to during this week. And then I will be looking for other suggestions on the mailing list. One thing we might want to discuss is, in the past year, in terms of co-organizers, we've always had the core co-organizers plus a few. The few depends on the theme. Like last year's theme was on standards, and so we had a few co-organizers who are from the standards community. This year, if it's on education, we could decide on taking a few co-organizers on key people who are offering education, if we want to do that. And the question for this group here is, do we want to do that? Or do we just leave them all in the bucket of the co-sponsors? It's just...
Do you have something in mind, Peter?
Do I?
Position in mind?
I mean, if we bring them in as co-organizers, the obvious people we can think of are let's say Stanford, Toronto, Exeter, and so on. I mean, people who are offering training, and maybe what's the name? Top quadrant and so on. I mean, we bring these people in as co-organizers, especially they are also helping co-organize. So that's optional. We can
Do you see a particular function that you want them to fulfill? I mean, I don't know whether they. What I want to avoid is that we get any of the people already in there which have already courses which then have the aim of basically forming our results according to what they already have, which is would be tempting for them, obviously.
Mm.
Yeah. In my opinion, involving university is a risk to be unfair to somebody.
So
I prefer not, honestly, because, of course, for instance, Toronto or Buffalo or Stanford have some of these courses, but maybe somebody else might be in a similar position. No, I believe it is more complication than
it's worth. Okay. So does that represent a general consensus? We will not add co-organizers, but we definitely want them to be sort of posted as co-sponsors as they have been over the years. Okay. So I'll add to the notes here that we decided not to take on further co-organizers.
Yeah, it's not co-organizer, a sponsor. So, for example, Top Quadrant, but also the folks that put on the Semantic Technology Conference.
Right.
There's two main commercial conferences now, one in this country and one in Europe. So it might be of value to get those people to sponsor or participate.
Okay, great. Great. That propose that to the list once I sort of have the initial list out there. Then we'll start a conversation on who else should we include.
I'm afraid I have to leave now.
I think we're done. Pretty much at an end here. Our next meeting is next Tuesday, same time.
Yep.
Any other items people want to bring up?
Just before I go, there was an item which I was wanting to discuss about the FOIL workshop. Perhaps we can discuss that next week.
Yes, let's get that on the agenda for next week then.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good one, everybody.
Mm.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Then I move to adjourn.
Second.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks everybody.